Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glad to be here. Brother D, my main man, like he always said, a day we'll never see you again. But it is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be. So with that being said, let me go and get Ernie on here and get him out the way, and let me hear some of this. I need to hear some of this soul-searching today. Some of this soul-searching. Got an uplifting, baby. All y'all out there, hey, say a prayer. Because, hey, with this all this stuff going on in the world today, killings, shootings, and now this corona, whatever they want to call it, hey, man, be glad you can breathe. Be glad you can hear me talking today. And the prayer warriors, they're going to come on here a little bit later on. Brother D, I don't see nobody but you on here. So better call your Conrad there and find out where he at there. He's a little sleepy. I've been drinking or something. I don't know. He might have been eating. Might have overeat. I don't know. But there he is. He late, but he in. Yeah. Come out. You know what? Every doggone Tuesday seems like Ernie got something else. Like he's busy. Watch it.
Hey, busy. Go on. Don't be talking like stuff like that.
Well, why you take you so long to answer the phone, Ernie? You usually answer the phone on the first ring, man.
Well, it didn't ring but twice.
No, it rung more than twice, Ernie. But anyway, if you didn't hear it, but no problem. Ain't no problem, Ernie. Ain't no problem. I ain't arguing with you.
Yes,
Ernie.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. You know, I asked you to do something yesterday, but, you know, it might have been the wrong thing to do by the plate. But, Ernie, on the big dog system, how many horsepower can it go up to, Ernie, on the big dog system? Mad dog plate?
It comes with jetting to 400 horsepower per stage. So it comes with up to 400, I mean, up to 800 horsepower. Now, if
right.
you max it out to the maximum it could go to, you would go to about 1,500 horsepower, about 750 horsepower per stage.
When you say that, now, that sounds like a overkill to me now. When you say that, what you mean by it can go that high? That seems like overkill.
Well, it actually is overkill, but we have racers, especially the sand and mud racers, that run those type of horsepowers. They have 200 foot of mud or 200 foot of sand, and they've got to put everything they can put down immediately, and they have to spin their tires. So that's where those guys will run the really big stuff. The drag racers, no, you tear the car apart.
Yeah, well, now, Ernie, now for that much horsepower, how much does a complete kit cost, Ernie?
For a Dominator, a complete kit, $1,295.
Say it again. You broke up a little bit, Ernie. How much you say?
The complete kit for Dominator is $1,295, and it comes with
now,
a 10-nut.
I saw another kit, not, you know, we can't call no, we ain't going to call no names. Well, they wouldn't give but 400 or 500 or maybe 600 horsepower, and they was 1,150. It seemed like somebody getting cheated, eh?
Well, maybe. You know, I'm telling it to our racers at WD, Wholesale Distributor. Jobber on the kit is like $1,750, but I sell it to the racers for $1,295. And like I say, then they give you the tune-up and work with you on it. To make sure that everything that you do is proper, spark plugs, phase in the distributor, everything. I tell you what, put jets in the carburetor, whole thing. Back to you, sir.
Okay, honey, I appreciate that. We might elaborate on it a little bit more on your main show, but we appreciate that information, honey. So go ahead and give me what you got going on, your advertisement, and we appreciate you, big man. Love you.
Tempo, Mr. Dog. Guys. Hey, they're talking about opening up the country, so maybe they'll open up the drag strips. And one of the things they're talking about is opening up some of the outdoor activities first, and I like that. So maybe we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So if you need anything, like any nitrous, you need help, whatever you need, parts, pieces, you want to do your intake, give me a call. Let me at least give you a price on it. CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. And don't forget Renegade Racing Fuels and Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. Back to you, dog. Love you. Mean it. Y'all be safe out there.
All right, big man. Appreciate you. Take care, big man. All right. All right, guys, let's get into it. We ain't got no, you know, I'm waiting for this here spiritual, my spiritual vitamin, my spiritual fulfillment, whatever we got to do. We finna get into it. We finna get into it. Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You know, if the Lord be with us, we can make the journey. And it doesn't matter what happened to us. I need some witnesses. Doesn't matter what happened to us in this life.
Oh, dog. Yes, sir.
We have the victory.
That's the victory. Yes, sir. My Lord. Yes, sir. Way to start it off. My God. Yes, sir. That's church today. Yes, sir.
I'll make my journey if the Lord be with me.
Him understand what he's saying when he said, if the Lord be with me.
Yeah, we're going to do things today.
And we truly going to try to get out of here on time today. You know, we've been running over and over every week. Today, I feel a sense of shortening things and getting on out the way. We're going to ask Brother Tim if he would open us up with a prayer that we may do things in decency and order. We're going to try to talk to our brothers and sisters for a little while. Bro, Tim, if you will.
Yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, saying thank you. Thank you because we recognize, Lord, that we can't make this journey by ourselves. We need you. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can come to our God and tell him all about our troubles and that we know that it's all right. Nothing catches you by surprise. So, Father God, we just grateful for this show. We're so grateful for this platform. We're so grateful for my brothers on this phone who are supporting and around us and encouraging us to do what we do best, and that is to serve the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the man or the woman, whoever is going to bring the word, Lord God, that you would anoint us and that each and every one of my brothers and sisters will be filled with his word and that we know that the word of God changes lives. So we're here to do the will of the Lord. So we just say thank you. Bless, Lord, please. In times like this, we need you. And we need your word to lean on. Heaven and earth may pass away, but we know that your word is going to stand forever. So we just wrap ourselves up in your word. And we just say thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Brother D.
Amen. Amen. We'd like to thank Brother Tim for the prayer. And we just wanna try to.
Hey, I can't make you say it by myself, Brother D. Hey,
I can't make it by myself.
Hey, yes, Lord. Been so good to us. Hey. Thank you, Lord.
Brother D, he didn't hit him anything,
yes,
Brother
Lord.
D. What's wrong with him, Brother
yes,
D? Didn't
Lord,
hit him.
Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Lord. We're leaning on you, trusting in you.
Thank you.
Hey, yes, Lord.
I can't find anything else to say. I can always tell him thank you. I can tell God thank you in my time of trouble. I can tell God thank you in my time of need. I can tell him thank you even when I'm doing good. When the sun is shining and the roses are blooming and the flowers are being given to me, while I can yet smell them, I can tell God thank you. Songwriter said a few moments ago, was listening to the song, he said, I can't make this journey by myself. I hope and pray that my sisters and brothers truly understand what the songwriter is saying. This is a lonesome road that we're traveling, and you truly can't make it by yourself. At some point in time in your life, you're going to need God. You're going to need it. You're going to need him in your home, on your job, even when you're just all alone. I promise you, there's going to come a time in our lives when you're going to need the Lord. And see, the reason Brother Deacon said that so strong and so convictively is that the Bible has instructed us that every knee must bow.
Yes.
Every tongue truly and surely must confess.
Yes.
Say that Jesus is Lord. Every tongue must do this. So at some point in time in your life, you're going to truly need God. You're going to need him. Can't make this journey by ourselves. I'm so dumb and crazy and wrapped up in my Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ until I find myself telling you guys sometimes, not only can I not make it, I don't even want to try to make it.
Lord,
I wouldn't waste my time trying to make this journey without him, because I know what lies ahead for me. I know if he take his arms from around me. I know if he just loosened the grips in my hand, who I would end up at. Satan would engulf me. Instantly. It's like pouring gas on a fire. Satan would truly take over if God released his love for me. I hope and pray that you all understand what I'm trying to tell you. If God released his love for man, Satan would take over instantly. He's standing right back, just waiting for you to slip. This is why Satan tries to entice us with so much worldly things every day of our life. He wants us to slip out of the will of God. Out of the will of God. There's no better place to be. There's no better place. There's no place for comfort like being in the will of God.
Yeah,
and there's
no
better place for love than being in the will of God. Always, my brother, always. There's no better place. I find that through Christ. And Scripture says I can do all things through Christ. Strengthens me. You know, even when I'm down and when my way seems weary and my pathway don't seem as bright as it should be, I find that I can carry on. When my pocket is low, gas tank on E, car some time down, I find that I can carry on. I'm just dumb enough to believe in Jesus the Christ. I find that I can carry on. I find that because I know one day
Amen,
my brother. I found, Brother Eric, one day. You know what I'm saying? One day.
Yes, sir.
Out of a place called Calvary.
Won't
he allowed his son to die for Brother Eric. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He allowed his son to die for Brother Winner. No. He allowed him to die for me. Brother Tim, he died for you. So I find that through Jesus the Christ, that no matter what betides me, no matter what comes my way, I don't care what you hit me with, I find that I can get up and carry on. And I do it because I know he got his arms wrapped around me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, him is so enough.
He made
able.
Yes.
I find that he's never lost a fight. I find myself in this truck sometime. I tell you, sister, brother, I find myself seeing my little sister's face. And I find myself saying, why, Lord? But in the same verse that I can say, why, Lord, I find myself saying, Lord, why not? Yeah, she's yours. You just took back what you lent me. I find myself telling God, thank you. There was a time I would have said, Lord, why you take her from me? But now I find myself telling God, thank you. Because I know she's in your arms. I know she's in your comfort. I know that you said, to be absent from this body. If I'm present with him here, I know to be absent from this body, I'd be present with him then. I found myself telling God, thank you.
Hey, Brother D, he took the stangle. He took the stangle away, Brother D. He took that stangle away.
Good God Almighty. Death, where's your victory?
Yes, sir.
Where's your stain? I found myself telling Death he lost another one. You thought you had me, but you lost. I'm so glad to know that you lost another flag in the battle. God is just good to us, sister and brother. God is just good. In fact, he's better than good. He's been better than we could ever be to ourselves. If you don't believe what I tell you, if you don't believe what we're trying to tell you, just try him sometime in the pardon of your sin. Go down on your knees sometime and have a talk with him and see when God deliver. God will make a way out of no way. God has ways of putting money in your pocket when you're broke. See, a lot of times we find ourselves dead broke, and we walk out and run into one of our friends, and he'll tell you, you know what, bro, Eric, I remember 3 years ago I borrowed $20 from you, and I just ain't been able to give it back to you. But some kind of way I found my stimulus check made it. And free money, someone will give it to you. God has a way of making a way out of no way. All we got to do is get back out the way and let God. You know what I said, brother? Brother Tim, come on. Tim. I know how to help you. God has a way of getting back. If we just get back out the way, he has a way of making a way. Out of no way.
Yes, sir.
Out of no way. Out of no way. Out of no way. Out of no way. God makes a way. Out of no way. He looked upon this earth, a place of nothing, and said, well, make me something. And I found that he didn't need no help. All he did was say, let that be. The Bible tells me that he just spoke things into this, let that be. And it was.
Hey, Brother D.
God has a way.
Brother D.
Come on, my brother.
So you trying to tell me he looked down on that ground and picked that dirt off that ground.
That dirt.
And looked at that ground. He picked it up. That's what we are. We some dirt people, man. So we just walk in dirt.
Just walk in dirt. Just a
and he breathed in it. He breathed in it.
Breath and breath of life in man.
That's
took
good.
A pile of dirt. And, look here, brother and sister, he took a pile of dirt and blew himself in dirt. Who had
life.
We're going to Romans 8 in a minute. We're going to get over to Romans 8. I just like the way God took a pile of dirt.
Yes, he did.
And blew something that had no dirt in it into a pile of dirt. And made it become a living soul. God is just so good. A pile of nothing. And blew something in it. And it became a
Hey, brother, that dust you're talking about. That dust is just, we ain't no little mud man, you know, walking around.
Yes, sir. Walking around here. Yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, we're among the land of the dead. On our way to the land of the living.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
Right here.
Wait a minute, D. You need to repeat that, D. You need to repeat that,
yes,
D.
Yes, sir. I believe in being obedient. Brother Tim said, repeat that. I want my sisters and brothers to understand that we are among the land of the dead. We're on our way to the land of the living. See, I'm living today. Live again. Let me say that again. I'm living today. I believe Brother Eric will go along with me when I say I'm living
today. Amen.
Live again. I believe Brother Tim is in agreement with that. I believe Brother Tim says in the book, Brett, I'm living to die.
Yeah.
Live again. That's one decision man needs to make. Where would you spend?
Yes, sir.
Something like that. where do you want to spend eternal life? And this is why I tell you all, I'm among the land of the dead.
Yeah.
Traveling this lonesome road on my way to the land of the living. And what would you mean, Brady, when you said lonesome? He have instructed me. He have instructed me, brothers and sisters. He says that the road to damnation was wide. And he said many travel. But he said the road to salvation was narrow, and few find it therein.
Yeah.
Don't you want to find, wouldn't you love to find your way? Come on, Bertin. Come on, Bertin. Come on, Bertin. I hope and pray that someone has heard a few words that would touch a soul, that would make them want to listen that much harder to see what Romans 8 has to say. Bertin, we're going to bless us with the word today. We're so deep glad to have my brothers with us. And I know he can't wait to fill in. He can't wait to fill in somewhere along the way.
Hey,
so we're going to try
to be out of order. You might not be out of order for a minute. You know, I ain't gonna stay long with it, Brother Tim. Who told you it was gonna be easy? Who told you that? Who told you it was gonna be easy? Yeah, he said we're gonna suffer, man, because he suffered.
He said we're gonna suffer because he suffered.
Let me get out of the way.
But he said we could go through.
Yes, sir.
In his name, in Jesus' name. Brother Tim, come on, Brother Tim.
Come on, Brother Tim.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you today, Lord, saying thank you for your word. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for all that you do for us today, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that you would give us understanding, comprehension, and revelation of your word. Let your word be alive to us. Let it saturate our hearts and souls, Lord God. Father God, as I read your word and expound on your word, Lord God, I ask that you would cleanse me, Lord. Take anything that's not like you, Lord, out of me. Let me decrease that you may increase. Lord God, I just say thank you. Wash me white as snow, Lord God. And Lord, I just ask that my brothers and sisters' hearts and their ears would be receptive to your word. Let me not adulterate your word in any form or fashion. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you for your word. We're going to lean and we're going to trust in your word. We know that there's no other power than your word, Lord, because you are the word. You're the living word, Lord God, and we just say thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to get to know you, Lord God. And we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. My brothers and sisters, go to Romans 28. Romans 28, real familiar passage. But we just want to just talk about it a little
Romans
bit.
Romans 28. You said Romans 28?
Romans 8:28. Sorry about that. Thank you. Romans. They've been looking for 28 for a long time.
This Eric. This Eric.
Romans
this Eric.
8,
come on. This Eric. Come on, Tim. This Eric. Come on, man.
Romans 8:28. So thank you, Lord. Thank you. And it reads, and we know, key word right there, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And we'll read 29 in a little bit, but we want to just focus on 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know, I like that part right there, Brother D, Brother Eric, that it says, and we know, the Bible says in Romans 8:38, it says, for I am persuaded. That means you know. And see, when you are saved, this Bible right here, this book is talking to believers right now. And it's telling you that you know who Christ is, you know who saves you. You know that God is in control. Nothing catches God by surprise. And Brother Dog was talking about all this stuff that's going on in this earth. None of this caught God by surprise. The coronavirus and all the people not having respirator, all that stuff didn't catch God by surprise. See, one thing we have to know, that God knows everything. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. We know that he's everywhere at the same time. Through his Holy Spirit, he's all-knowing. Before there was, God was. And there, before there was anything, God was. And so what we know, and he's just in the Bible, it says, it tells us that he said, you know, what do I call you? What do I tell him who sent me? He said, tell him that I am, that I am. I am everything that you need, everything that you want, everything you can even imagine. I am. I am your God. I'm your deliverer. I'm your salvation. I'm everything that you could ever want. I'm your shelter, your peace, your comfort. I am. I am. So when you know who he is, he says right here then, and we know that all things, that don't mean they're going to be all good, Brother D. That don't mean that evil is always present. He's always trying to get stuff started and take it. Don't you know that some of these people is death, didn't catch God by surprise? All the suffering that we go through didn't catch God by surprise. Hey, so well, what did God do? We don't know all of God's purpose. But we know one thing. He's trying to bring all of us in to be more like Christ, in molding and shaping us into the image of Christ. You, all the promises that God has for you. When you know, you got the blessed assurance that God got you, that he's got your back, that there's nothing too hard for him. He sees and knows everything. From the very beginning, he knew all about, like he told Jeremiah, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. Come on, D. Come on now. Y'all got to help me now. And he said, for over here, D, I love this. When you know and you got the blessed assurance, he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, no angel, no principality, no power, nor thing, no present or thing to come, nor height nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But this, it's already settled. We know that we know. And you know why we know? Because we've read it. And Jesus said, it is written. That means it's good. It's already sealed and signed. When it's written, it's a written contract. It's got to be fulfilled, Brother D. So we know that all things, now listen to this now. It says, they all things work together for the good of them that love God. See, this ain't talking. These promises ain't for everybody, Brother D. It's not for everybody. But this is for the people of God that they need to know and have the blessed assurance that God got everything under control. Brother D, he said that those that love him, you got to love him. You got to know him. You got to want him. You got to seek him while he may be found. That's what it means, Brother D. I'm looking at that and saying that who are called according to his purpose. Ain't it good, D, to know that just like Job when he asked Satan, hey, have you considered my servant Job? He's an upright man, shuns evil. That's what he said. He's an upright man. God can't lie. He spoke into that man's life. He was used Job for his purpose to show the devil that guess what? I've spoken in this man's life. You can't change it. You can't do the I can't lie. I'm God. So you can do anything you want but try to take his life. But guess what? And Job never cussed him. He did. God can't lie. So when we got that blessed assurance, D, that everything is going to be all right, he told you that you know that he would have his angels encamped all around us, the ones that love him. Those are promises, Brother D, that we can lean on in Psalm 34 over there, Brother D. He said, you know what? You know the only way you're going to know? You got to taste and see that he's good. That's what the Bible tells us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And when we do all those things, Brother D, then we know. That we know when Jeremiah was over there, he has a future plan for us. He wanted us to be prosperous, Brother D. He wants us not to, he didn't come to harm us, but he came to give us what? A future. He wants us to do what he said. You know it, Brother D. And then, Brother Eric, he said, don't be anxious about nothing over in Philippians. He told you, but in prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. You can ask God, and you, his child, you can ask him. Lord, I need you to protect me. I need you to watch over my family. Lord, I want you to give me so I can instruct my family and teach them the right way to go. When my friends are down and we can give a word of encouragement, when we see that this virus is all around us, but it didn't come near you, and that you take the safety precautions that the government told you to do and not do what you want to do, but do what God tells you to do, to respect the government, do what you're supposed to do. And then he said, guess what? Obedience is better than any sacrifice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you, Brother D. I just want to make sure that my brothers and sisters know that if my people who are called by my name, we over there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we are, see, he's not talking about just anybody, Brother D. That's what this verse is all about.
Yes,
it's not just about for anybody, but if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal the land, D. We got a responsibility. But you know what? When you see all these promises in his word, then it says right here, and we know. See, that's why, because Jesus, the word of God, has already explained everything to us, Brother D. When you know, he said that all things work together for the good of those that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know what, Brother D, Aaron, Brother Aaron, everybody on this phone has a purpose in life. That's why God still got you listening. And you know, every one of us has a purpose. Everything that we do has a purpose. God is going to take it, whether it's bad or good, and work it out for the good of what? Of those who are his people, the ones that love him. He's going to make sure he takes care of his family first. And then, Lord, so I just wanted to tell my brother, D, nothing's going to separate you from his love. And
yes, sir,
he told
yes,
you, no depth, no nothing is going to separate you from the love of God. And so what we got is another blessed assurance that we got our insurance policy that can't change. The price don't go up, Brother D. It don't go down. It don't change left or right. It stays the same. It's a promise for us. And that's why I'm trying to tell my brothers and sisters, they need to make sure that they understand that they must be saved. There is no ifs, ands. You can't be wishy-washy. You got to be saved. And if you don't say, then these promises don't go to you. You know, so why would you want to live your life in a living hell down here and then die and go to hell? What kind of sense does that make? You know, all this virus and all the things, then definitely, none of these things matter to God. They're nothing to him. Mm-hmm. He can speak his word right now, but he allows whatever's going on right now to get his people to understand that we sometimes forget him and everything that we do. When we go to the work, Brother D, the Bible tells us we need to work like we're working unto the Lord. He says the things that we need to do, Brother D, he said, don't have no other gods before me. He said, I'm going to take care of you. And so what he's trying to tell you, Brother D, even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, you ain't got to fear no evil. I'm with you. My rod and my staff, they comfort you. I'm here with you. So it don't matter what you go through, I'm right here with you. Yes, Lord, I know that all that I know, I need to know this, Brother D, that in all we know, that all things work together for the good of them that that love God and them that who are called according to his purpose. Lord, have mercy. Brother D, Brother Eric, you've got to understand now. We got to understand nothing catches God by surprise. He didn't catch none of this, guys. But we got to know this. Nothing's going to separate us. Nothing's going to separate us.
Hey, brother. You know, I know you ain't going to just give him that one scripture now, because I'm looking at something, and they're telling me, man, he said it's some rewards for your suffering. That's what you're telling me, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a reward for your suffering. You know, even in this struggle, in the King James Version, it's a word. I'm looking at Brother D in that King James, and it's saying something about predestined.
It's saying something about that
verse 29 you said you're going to tap into, Brother Jim. You said you're going to hit it.
Something in Roman there.
It said again. I don't want to run over it, but the scripture says, now, I'm looking at that scripture you looked at. I'm looking at it. You said good. That's what you said. Together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're telling me. I'm looking at that. He said good. Together. And I'm looking at calm. There's some things in there that is some good things for a Christian. But then all of that telling me something had to go through before that. You had to suffer. You got to suffer through the trials and tribulation. It sounds kind of ignorant and stupid. Why would you suffer? But you know what? Because you're not going to get your reward right now. So your reward is later on. You know, they're going to talk about it. They're going to scorn your name. But then I've learned something in my short time of living in this world. Don't give them too much
come
to
on,
fight.
Man.
Don't give them too
come
much
on,
to
right.
fight.
Come on.
So you're repent to the Lord about it. You don't even have to worry about it. Well, if you're struggling with what they're saying you're doing, you got to repent from it, man. You know what I'm talking about? I love this poem. Look what it said, Brother D, that 29. From whom he had hope on. Look at that. There's a comma there. Can I do that one? He said, for whom?
Hey, come on, man.
Foreknown. I knew you, brother. I heard what you said, Brother Tim. I knew you when you was in the mother womb. I don't know what deal you. He
you
knew, brother. Like that, he knew about peace, about the day. He knew about what? He knew about April the 14th, 2020,
yes,
that we're going to be on this line right now.
So
he knew
came.
You.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And you're right. He know everything. Ain't nothing catches him off guard. He know the things going to happen
in
right now.
They
making. We sitting up here worrying about what's going on, but we need to get our salvation right. That's what you're telling me. But he said, he did know he also predestined. That's what I'm reading. And to be firm to the end of his son. He's putting us in a place, right? Help me, Holy Spirit, that he already have you there in your spiritual mind. The same thing my son went through. They ridiculed him. They took him. They scorned him. They talked about him. They gave him 39 lashes. I knew these things were going. And he still kept on, brother. He kept on going because you know what? He knows there's a time somebody's going to talk about you. He know a time they're going to be saying, why you got that Bible, man? Why you reading that Bible, man? Why you turning your life over for, man? Why you stop trying to curse him, man? Why you trying to stop chasing these girls? He knew these things were going to come up. But you know what? Because for your suffering, you don't even have to worry about it. Your suffering going to get you a crown. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Your suffering going to get you a crown. You know what I'm talking about? We'd be like, hey, Brother D, we'd be like the 24 elders sitting around the throne. Hey, the teraphim. You remember that in Revelation, and they're sitting there, and then they saw the king come in, and they ran down to the altar. What they do, Brother D, they dashed their crown before his feet because they weren't worthy to put a crown on and stand before the king. We're going to have a time, Jeff. We're going to have a time. He said, it's predestined. I'm glad y'all wait. He said, predestined to confirm to the image of his son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, look what he said. Moreover, he that predestined them, he also called. And he called them, also
he
also justified. And he justified. Now,
be quiet, man.
But he said, them, he also glorified. He said, I'm going to lift these people up. They talk, I'm going to lift them up. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be getting the reward. I'm going to get the blessing behind what I allow them to go through. People know your story, but they really don't know the end of your story. Hey, I learned something, Brother D. I'm going to get out of here. I learned something that my ending will be better in my beginning. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Well, the Bible says in verse 18, still in Romans 8, it says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So that means that all the suffering that we're going through, the things that you said are not going to be even worthy to be compared to what the glory God going to give. See, we just thinking that we always say we give God the glory. God going to glorify us to shine so that everyone will see that even though we go through the suffering, we still got joy. We still got a smile on our face. It ain't going to bother us that we go through some things. I had a brother told me he had a heart attack. And I went in. He's one of my very, very good friends. I came in with tears in my eyes. He said, no. Go back out. Go back out. Come back in again. Don't come in and mess up my joy. And I said, in the midst of a heart attack, the midst of him in the house, he still was giving God praise and honor and glory. And he didn't want me coming in sad because he was praising God that he had another day to be able to tell brothers and sisters, the nurses and the doctors, that he believed in Jesus Christ, that he knew that God could heal him, and he had no promise. But he didn't want me coming in there spoiling it with all the tears and the sadness. He said, no, 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 we got joy right now because I'm still alive. And I get time to also be able to tell my wife that I love her and appreciate all that she did for me and all that she is doing. You know, that's what it's all about. We can't even reckon. We can't even understand sometimes what God has prepared, even though we go through the suffering, even though we go through the pain. I like that. So even up to this present time, I'm not worthy to be compared to what God going to do for you. And that's what my brother and sister, and we got to know that they're telling us the truth, because the Bible is speaking very, very clearly about what we need to do and what's going on in our lives. Those who have been predestined, I hear you, Brother Eric, those that God foreknew, he already set us apart. And once he did all of that, don't you know the Bible says, and we know that all things work together. So all these things, God predestined, he chose us, he set us apart. All this stuff going to work out better for us. It may be a little longer. We may have to suffer for a little while. But I like what he's saying, that these things right here, all of it, no matter if it's bad or good, like you may think it is, God got a purpose for everything that he's doing. He's got a purpose for everybody's life. He is in charge. And don't ever forget, God is in charge. So my brothers and sisters, just like they all have said, do not let this day go by if you don't have the pardon of your sin with God. You need to get it together with him. You need to have your fire insurance. You need to get it together. So no matter what happens on this life, in this life here, you know that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And when they open the book, when Jesus opened that book, and he said, I see Brother Tim's name. I see Brother Eric's name here. I see Brother D's name here. Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't see your name. The name ain't in here. Yes, you stand in judgment before him. It ain't going to be a fun day because only you can stand there in your own defense. Can't nobody stand. You got to stand by yourself. My mom used to say every tub got to sit on its own bottom. And that's what you got to do. You got to stand on your own. So why would you go through all that? Get your fire insurance in order. God is not a Santa Claus guy, and we can just only call on it when we want something good. No, 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 no. So, you guys are rich. He got a predestined for us. He's chosen you. He set you apart. Everybody's at the sound of my voice has been set apart for a reason, to teach your children, to bless your grandkids, to bless your co-workers, your people in your neighborhood. You're supposed to lift God up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. It ain't about you getting your praise on. You need to be praising him, because if you don't praise him, even the rocks will cry out for him. He knows what he needs to do. What we need to do is do our part. He's already went to the cross, Brother D and Brother Eric, he don't need to go to the cross no more. They nailed him to that cross for a reason. Yes, and he pardoned all of our sins, past, present, and even future. All we got to do is call on his name and believe in him and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, died and rose again with all power in his hand. He's the Son of God. And if you believe that in your heart, you are saved. That's what it's all about. And then you can walk in victory. You can walk in these promises. God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your prayers, man. He don't want you to perish. The people perish for the lack of knowledge. They don't know me. But the Bible says right here, and we know. Uh-oh. We went way over here, and I saw something over here. And it says over here that it was talking about my brothers and sisters that even is still in Romans. And it was said, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Can't nobody hold you prisoner to your past. Can't nobody hold, ain't nothing, no sin you can commit that's too hard for God that he can't forgive you, except for blasphemy. But that ain't, we ain't yes, doing that. We want to talk about life things that we need to do. Ain't nobody on this who wants to do that. Come on, D.
Bro Tim, we have to understand that's a sin that's not too hard for God. He just won't forgive us because he won't go back on his word. He can forgive us if he wanted to. Nothing is too hard. He just not going to go back on his word.
Hey, brother.
Come on, brother.
Y'all don't mind if I add two scriptures in there, man. Y'all don't mind.
Come on, my brother.
I said something. I like to use scripture, man. You know, and I said something. And I want to make sure that it's in the book.
In the name of Jesus.
About this. I want to look ecclesiastic, man. Ecclesiastic, right? I want to look at one, two verses, and I'm gonna get out your fellas' way. Look what it says over here, seven and one. I'm gonna read 7 and 1 and 8, and I'm gonna get out of here. I just want you to look at what I'm saying. Look what it says: a good name.
Uh-huh.
You hear what I said? It's better than precious armor in a day of death than a day of war.
It's better than a day of war.
You see what I said, man? Did you hear that? You don't see what I'm saying, man.
Don't leave him. You got to tell him why now. Tell him why that death
a
is
good
better
name.
Than, don't leave.
It's better than a precious ornament in a day of death than this birth. It is better to go into a house mourning than to go out the house and feast. But there is the end of all men. In the living, look with the will lay in his heart. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Brother D, I didn't want to kind of sidetrack it, but I want to read number 8, and I'm just going to throw this book out the window. Look what this is. Better is the ending of the thing than the beginning thereof. And patience in the spirit is better than the pride in the spirit. God wants us to break them stony hearts up, man, when we're trying to serve him. He wanted to let us know, yeah, you might start it off wrong, but you can get it right. You can get it right. With your suffering, you can get it right. You can get it right. He said that name you're trying to do, he said it's better for a man with that spirit he got. If it's not of God, only thing you're doing, you're getting the earthly praises. Hey, I know I'm right about it. Yeah, they lift you up. Because it's an earthly praise. They said, why are you way over here? Because I mentioned a scripture that said, my ending will be better than my beginning. That's why I went to that scripture. I'm sorry, brother. That's why I went to that.
Hold on. I like it. I'm right there with you.
My ending. My brother said, my ending, bro, Tim, is good. See, one thing I knew about Christ is that I can't be with it as long as I'm here.
Yes, sir.
So my ending got to be better. Because I can be with him then.
Yes, sir.
As long as I'm here, I no matter how good I be, no matter how spiritual I am, I can still get myself tied up and tangled up,
yes, sir,
all in trouble. I can still get myself all in worries. I can still have trials and tribulations. But if I'm tied up and wrapped up and I'm out of here, I'm going to hold
on.
Now my ending just became good. Death is good if you live right.
Come on,
I promise you, if you live right, death is good to you. Death ain't always a bad thing.
Ain't no bad thing. Who told you it was bad?
Who said it was?
Who told? They lied to you.
Yeah. Where's your victory?
Only when it's bad. Hey,
where's your name,
Brother D?
You lost.
You should have heard it, Brother D. Only reason it's bad when you don't know him before you die.
If you don't know him, the partner
you don't know him
before
you die. Well, I said don't. That means you got the claim that he's your Lord and Savior. That you believe that God raised him from the dead. You know, don't let nobody take that from you. Don't let nobody take that from you. Nobody. You have to give.
You know one thing I found, Brett? I found that there's just nothing God can't do. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's some things God can't even do. God can't find a soul he can't save.
God can't find
a heart he can't
beat. One more. You ain't too smart, man. You missed one more. Yeah, I thought you were smart. You know what else he can't do? You know
what he can't do, man?
He can't lie.
I know that because he said his word. He said that every man be a lie. And my word
will
be true.
Yes, sir.
And his word. See, I have a tendency sometimes to change my way of thinking. I have a tendency sometimes to change my wording. Change my word. But I find that God is the same today as he was yesterday. He said tomorrow I change not. If he won't change today, he won't change tomorrow and forever. Try to get a relationship with the Lord while you can.
Since you don't feel like it's just me and you and Tim that left, since you said that, he left. I think he's gone. Can I look at 632, man? Matthew.
Yes, sir.
I look at it. I'm just going to look at it.
6:32.
Go right past. That's what brother, that's what y'all been trying to tell me. He said, but seek ye. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things. All these things shall be added. This is what I want to get to, because a lot of folks don't want to seek him, you know. But since you don't want to seek him, look what he said. He said, take there no thoughts for tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For tomorrow still take thoughts for the things of itself. That's what the book just said, man.
Take care of self. Take care of self.
That's what it just said. He said he got his own problem. It take care of itself. And he said it's sufficient unto the day of the day of evil thereof. It's in the book like that, man. Don't even worry about it. Just hold on when God gave you this out.
Hold on. A little while longer. You know, we got to get out of here. Time. I got one more question. I got to get out of here. I got one more question I'm going to ask my brothers. Bro, I heard Bro Tim say this. He says, if my people's. If my people, I really would like for my brothers to explain to our sisters and brothers what he mean when he said, if my peoples. Who was his peoples? Now, we've been told that the Jews was his chosen people. Who was he speaking to when he said, if my peoples would humble themselves, seek my face, turn from your wicked way? Who was he speaking to, Bro Tim? Who was he speaking to when he said that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when he was speaking then, he was talking to his people. Israel, at that time.
Yes, sir.
He was talking to Israel. Oh, that second Corona. If you bag up the 12 and get in 14, you want me to read it? You know, I don't know about the book.
I'm already there.
We're going to bag up the 12 because get some good understanding there. He said, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. And I have chosen this place to myself for the house of sacrifice. For if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain or no earthquake, or if I commanded the locusts to devour the land, or if I sent pestilence among the people. Now, I'm going to put this in for too far. This is what we're talking about, that coronavirus.
He said, if they would look at this here.
He said, I told Solomon, this place right here, I'm going to put the locust there. I'm going to put the peasant there.
You tell me they'll stop worrying about it then?
He said, if my people, though, would call by my name, look what he told them to do, should humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then, that's what he said, brother D. He said, will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Oh, I know. He said, look what he said, brother D. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto thy prayer. Hey, I don't know. You should have got a system. That is my. He said, this made in this place. For now have I chosen and sacrificed this house, that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart should be in their perpetuation. Amen. He made a promise to Solomon. Solomon had a part one time. He asked God, God told him, I'm going to give you three requests, and then whatever you ask, I'm going to give it to you, Brother D.
Yes, sir. Solomon.
He said, whatever you ask, I'm going to give you. Solomon had all these women, all this concubines. He had over 900 wives.
900 women and 700 wives.
He had a bunch of them, And he had all he had all the money he wanted. And you know what he asked God?
Yes, sir.
He said, God, all I want is the wisdom to lead your people. More wisdom. And look what God did for him. He put him in a spot that he had to use his wisdom one day. Look what God knows him right here. He said, you go to them people. Tell them people that this place right here, this house that you built for me, I will hear from them if they turn and humble themselves. That's what he's doing to the land right now. I know the whole thing. I'm sorry, brother.
I'm sorry, buddy. I just had to get that out. It's been pestering with me all day. I said it because God, people need to understand all they got to do is do a 180. Just do a 180.
Yeah, repent.
That's all they got to do. Bro, Tim, do you hear me? All they got to do is do a 180. Bro, Eric, do a 180.
Yeah.
He said, I'm standing right here, knocking.
Wait.
At your door.
Yes, sir.
Just do a 180.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we have truly enjoyed ourselves again here on another blessed and gorgeous Tuesday. Hope and praying that something was said today that touched someone's heart, touched someone's soul, that will give them a mind to want to do just what Bro Eric and Bro Tim just told them, if my peoples
mm-hmm.
would humble themselves
mm-hmm.
and turn from your wicked ways. Seek my faith.
Yeah.
Then he said, I'll hear from heaven.
Yes, sir.
And I'll hear the land. Well, we stop trying to let you all know that God is still in the healing business.
Uh-huh.
He would never, ever lose his power.
Never.
All you got to do is just do a 180.
Yeah.
I just dare you to try him. I dare you to try him. I promise
on,
you,
D.
If you do a 180,
yeah.
if you do a
yeah.
180 today, you won't do a 180 tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
You. All you need is just one shot deal.
Yes,
try God. You've
yes,
tried
sir.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Try God. The
yes,
time is growing near. He's getting closer. He told us in his word, he said, when you see these things come to pass, he said, just know that the end is near. Now, I saw today, to show you, bro, dog, get ready, bro, dog, get ready. I saw today the sun.
Get ready, dog.
I saw snow falling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I saw snow falling while the sun was shining.
Uh-oh.
God, getting ready to wrap this thing up. He's calling the roll. Will you please do a 180 while you have an opportunity to do it? While the blood is running warm in your vein. At this time, we're gonna get out of here and turn over to Bro Dog. We all want you all to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. But we'll be looking forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday. Bro Dog, come on, Bro Dog, come on, Bro Dog. We won't get out of here.
I think out of all the songs I've written, James liked this one the best. I have tried, God. Do you know what, Lord? Have you tried, God?
Have you tried, God?
I know Jesus, you have to cry. Struggle
Amen, brothers. Could y'all just do a prayer for the sick and the shut in? And we, I don't think, if y'all did it, I missed it. I must have been drinking again. And also, man, with all these hurricanes and this coronavirus, man, just do another prayer, man. Prayer's never too much of a prayer. So give me another prayer there, prayer warriors, however y'all want to do it.
We got a warrior with us today that we haven't heard in a few weeks, so we're going to ask him if he will lead us in prayer today. That we may ask God to fix this thing. Now, we know he's going to do it on his time. We just want to ask him, God, will you fix this thing for us? Brad, will you please?
Right there, D. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come so humble. And thank you, Lord, for your presence. We ask you, Lord, to bless us, Lord. Lord, we bless the sick and the shut in. Bless the people even trying to help the people with this coronavirus. Lord, we ask you to cover us in the name of Jesus. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I'm carrying. I don't mind the clothes I'm wearing. If I can just make it in, I don't mind the work I've done.
Coming in doing a hell of a job today. They did one hell of a job. Hope you got some out of it. But just in case you can't tune in the evening time, and we got a morning services also going on. We got a morning services also going on. And get your pen and paper out. get your pencil and paper out so you can write the number down for the morning show featuring Nutty and Mike and Brother Eric and all the guys over there, just in case you get up early in the morning for a morning show. We got a morning ministry show out also. Comes on at 9 o'clock until. Comes on with Brother Randy and all of the guys. So take this number down and you can call in just like you do this number here. The number is 845-277-9191. That's the morning show with the guys, a variety of guys doing the morning show. If you get your blessing then, we're gonna end up with one for the lunch break, too. We're going to cover all y'all out there so you won't have no issue. We're going to have your morning, evening, and in the night. We're going to have all of you. So if you got any excuse, I'm going to call you a lie in public. And the number again, guys, the number again is 845-277-9191. Go ahead, Brother Eric. You got something you want to say? I heard you lay at the ladders out there. Go ahead, Brother Eric. What you got?
Hey, brother, yeah, that's an awesome job, man. Thank you. And we all only want, man. Like you said, if you can't get it at night, we'll try you in the morning. If you keep working with it, we'll get you in the evening. You did an awesome job, man. Thank you.
No problem. Brother D, you got the final thoughts there, but we're going to play one more song and get out of here. Brother D, what you got, brother?
I hear my brother say, if you don't get it in the evening, you can get it in the morning. I was so glad when I tuned in to Shake and Bake Show Sunday night a little bit, and I got a chance to hear the word. You know, it lets me know that there are some that's truly listening and that God's word is truly going forth. He said it will go throughout all the nation, and man can't stop it, no matter how we may try. If you don't have a relationship with him, I plead for you right now to get one. And if you have one, I plead of you to strengthen it with God. And you do it by just simply supplication through prayer. God is ready, willing, and able. He's able. Back to you, brother.
Serving the Lord will pay off after a while.
Come on, preach it.
Oh, yeah. Just keep working.
My.
Every day. Whatever is right.
Yes, Lord.
God said he paid. Serving the Lord. After a while,
yes.
I've got to keep on working.
Wow.
Yes, I have.
Yes,
because I want my sorry crown.
My way.
I know my way. My way will get brighter, even though my friend sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when my Savior I'll be serving the Lord, and oh, it'll pay off.
right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our services. And I had to close them boys' mic up because, you know, if I don't close it up, they'll keep on preaching. They'll keep on going. But sometimes it's good. And, you know, hey, man, it's never too, it's never bad for the head of word of God. But anyway, we thank the prayer warriors for coming on today and did an awesome job as usual. And we're going to go ahead and get on over into these roughhouse guys, these roughneck guys here. Well, they've been pretty good here lately. They've been too rough, but we're going to go on and get on over and transition on over. Anybody got anything they want to put out, any announcements they want to make, hit the one button now, and you can so do that right now. Want to send a birthday wishes out to my man, Mississippi Joe. Big Mississippi Joe turned to Big 50 today, so want to send happy birthday wishes out to my man, Big Mississippi Joe. I think he might need to get back on them steroids or something, because that joker done got big as a house, boy. But anyway, happy birthday, Mississippi Joe. If anybody got anything, now hit that one button. Now, we had a controversial argument yesterday on the GOAT, the greatest of all times, popularity contest. And man, that thing carried on last night. I know to 2 o'clock one time, on one show I was listening to after duty was 2 o'clock this morning. Then I woke up this morning. They woke me up this morning with the same thing going on. Good Lord. Do y'all mean to tell me this stuff caused this much rigmarole? They better hurry up and lift this coronavirus thing, because if they don't, I know doggone well I'm going to die not getting enough sleep, man. So it is what it is now. Hey, man, like I said, you know, we ain't pushing nobody. Danny Boy said he wanted the show. Witt said he wanted the show. Bobby Cole said he wanted the show. All them guys claim they wanted the show. All right. I done said it a couple times. Where you at? Where you at? Somebody hit the one button. Where you at? Because y'all know what I do. Today is my Friday. Today is my Friday. After I get through with the past show, today I'm on freelance. So if y'all ain't got nothing you want to talk about or nothing you want to stir up, well, you know what I do now. Y'all know what I do. So, Danny Boy, if you got something you want to say, Danny Boy. Danny Boy, Whit, Bobby Cole, Tony Bine, Trigger Man, anybody, Lottie Dottie, anybody. All right. No problemo. Going once. Gone.